Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Hello, hello, and happy Columbus Day for those of you in America who are observing this holiday. It is Columbus Day. And somehow or another, the people at Blog Talk really want me to know that their support services will be closed for this holiday. Popped up about four or five times on my screen, even though I've hit close, because I don't really care. Rarely do I need these people. They're pretty good about keeping their technology going. It's usually when I'm having problems with phone systems, not their system, that I have a problem. However, over the several years, 350-plus episodes, 900-some plus episodes that I've done, I've had a problem just a few times. That is called value exchange. They give me what I purchase when I need it, and we're both pretty happy. I remain a customer of Blog Talk Radio, and I get the service I want, and they get paid. It works out for all of us. It's a good thing. Me, oh my, getting the services that we pay for. Today I see that I was going to talk about the Tin Man and the Scarecrow. Now, what could have possibly been on my mind when I created this episode? Oh, I see I have a typo. Have you heard the saying, eat crow? That should have been heard. Have you heard the saying, eat crow, and wondered what that meant? Gosh, I'm a flaw-filled lady. I have a typo. Oh, my. Are there sayings that don't make sense to you? Why do we perpetuate saying things generation after generation? What is the purpose of life, and what can we do to make it better? Are you aware of something you repeat because someone in your family said it? Why? Why? Exactly, right? Why? Why have we done that? Why do we just repeat something that our family has done just because they do it? Because we learned to mimic the adults when we were just little ones as we learned our way through life. And some people never really developed the mind of their own. They simply continued to follow. Oh my, is that why? It could be. It really could be. And so, gosh, maybe it's time for more and more people to stop following so that we have more and more in life. Oh boy, I have a feeling that that's really what needs to happen. This sneaking suspicion that we need to, right, not following. We need to stop the following so that we got more and more. Right? We got to get more and more out of life, not less and less. We're not about poverty, are we? I mean, each person needs to be based on abundance. We need to be going towards abundance in life, or we're failing to live the life we're meant to live. We were supposed to prosper. You knew that. When you were a kid, you weren't told to go out and learn something. You just did it. And it was an exciting thing to learn. was so exciting that you didn't necessarily like to be bored. You might have been one of those that whined and said, oh my gosh, I don't want to, right? We don't want to follow. We don't want to be bored. It's no fun. I got a funny feeling that you were in that same boat with me. You did not like to be bored. In fact, you couldn't stand it. You didn't want to follow someone. You wanted to lead the way. In fact, you weren't very happy when you did have to follow. It was not your style at all. That's right. You were like me. So why did we? I mean, their sayings, the way they act, families follow that. Why? Right? Why do we repeat what others in our families have done for years? We do that because we're taught to follow. We were born leaders. Eating crow, what did it mean? Well, from what I gathered, because it was just a saying, was you didn't want to do something and then be wrong and have to eat crow over it, meaning, ew, you had to face that you had done something wrong. So did that cause people to not take action because they might be put down for the actions they took and it was no fun to live in a family or be in a school where people love to put others down instead of lift them up? You know, it's just as easy to lift someone up as it is to put them down. You have to work hard to find something wrong with someone. Why would you even want to do that? You can easily spot the value that someone is. See how cool this is? Life could be so much easier, but golly, we learned to repeat things because that's what families did. That's what communities did. We have traditions. Traditions can be wonderful. Little kids, they love the traditions because especially if it carries on for generation after generation, you can count on something being the same at a holiday. You can count on some consistency. And in America, golly, it's Columbus Day. It's Columbus Day, so we're celebrating Christopher Columbus. Would we be celebrating Christopher Columbus if he hadn't have come to America? Is what he's done more important than others? I don't know, we still celebrate Columbus Day. There are banks that are closed and the mail service isn't going and the poor people at the post office still have to catch up with the volume of mail because the people sending things don't stop doing business just because a post office or a bank ceases to operate to celebrate Christopher Columbus and pay their people for a day off. Wow. You know, we think we should be paid for a day off because we've learned about vacation, but when you own your own business, you don't think about vacation. You can take a day when you want it. You don't have to necessarily plan it, but you do too. Yes, you do have to plan it. But it isn't necessarily a paid day unless you're making sure that your business is still operating. So, but there's just nothing like having your own business. Nothing like it. Why would we not repeat teaching people to be in business? That's like one of the greatest uses of a human being. But today we're talking about the tin crow and the scare man. I mean, the tin crow and the scare man. That's what it would have to be if I just screwed that up. But I'm not going to stick to my story. I'm not going to start something new. I just named it the Tin Man and the Scarecrow. Is your curiosity perhaps your greatest ally? What do I mean by ally? Did I spell ally right? Oh, do I say it right? It's not Ally, A-L-L-E-Y, but it sure looks close to it. And what I mean by it is your curiosity perhaps your very best asset? Your best friend? A very important part of your life? Absolutely. You know, you got as far as you did getting into grade school because of your curiosity, your desire to know more, your desire to understand. How does this work? What if I do that? What would happen? It's a cause and effect world. You learned because your curiosity took off and you kept running with that curious nature of yours. And as you ran with that curious nature, you created values for yourself that nobody else needed to create anymore. Okay, so someone tied your shoes long enough, you watched them, you mimicked their behavior. If you were left-handed, it made it harder for some reason to follow what they did. It shouldn't have been any different, but it felt different because they would loop one hand first over what you might choose to loop. And, oh, if you're left-handed, you can understand. If you're not, you just don't get it. Don't worry about it. But your curiosity is your greatest friend. It evolves out of you. It's something that you want to know. It's something you want to learn. It's something you want to do. Does failing to be curious cause you trouble, as in following what another thinks is right for you? You bet your bottom dollar. Don't know if you heard that saying before. You bet your bottom dollar. Now, what do I mean by that? You bet your bottom dollar. I don't know. It was just a saying that I heard in my life. But the way that I understood it was, you better be sure of it. You're sure of that one. You can be sure that if you're failing to be curious, it can cause you trouble because you're following what another thinks is right for you and you're not leading your own life. And you're settling with what someone else tells you you should do. How you should act, what you should or shouldn't own. Now, what's up with that? Doesn't seem right, does it? Why should we be afraid of life when we each are consciousness? Consciousness, what do I mean by that? If you're listening to this radio, you are consciousness. You have the ability to go to higher levels of awareness. Always, always. It's up to you to develop your consciousness, but you have consciousness. It's in your DNA. Consciousness, to go to higher levels of awareness. We do that by learning and trying. We see something. We're going to figure out how to get it. We're going to have to go to higher levels of awareness to do that. How cool is that, that we could do that? The deer out in the woods doesn't do it. Your dog in the backyard and dog in the house can't do everything you do. They're stuck with whatever we do for them, whatever we give to them. Isn't that amazing? That's right, they are. If we decide they're not having canned dog food anymore, the wet kind, and we're giving them dry dog food, guess what they're stuck with? Dry dog food. Unless they decide to take a bite out of you, they might get some blood in it. You see, you're unlike the other mammals. How cool is that? What makes us different? We have this awesome, awesome large brain. It allows us to be creative using the creative right side, right hemisphere. And we have the ability to be very logical with the left hemisphere. And when you work them both, you are much better suited to not operate like the Tin Man or the Scarecrow. It is not right to believe that somebody else knows what's right for you. You've got to figure it out yourself. And I'm amazed at the people that have the opportunity to find out about themselves, to understand who they are, to become better in life, that won't even try a simple technique that I teach. I can tell those that do. Their whole life changes. They're amazing. Amazing. Why should we be afraid of life when we are consciousness? We should not. We can figure anything out. When we get the desire to figure something out, by golly, we're going to do it. If each of us operated knowing that, if we are each consciousness, that ability to go to higher levels of awareness to learn, how can one be better than another? How can anyone be any better than you? How can anyone be better than me? How could I be any better than you? How could you be any better than me? Well, in all honesty, we put people up on pedestals. Heard that saying before? You probably have. We put people up on pedestals. Some people said it as pedestals. When I was a kid, I remember it. When I saw how it was spelled, I thought, boy, they say it funny. There's no O-O-L-S, duels. That's what people use to go potty with, and that's what they put in there. Putting a person up on a pedestal is kind of like that. However, we can be better by developing the consciousness. And how would you develop the consciousness? Simply by going to higher levels of awareness through thinking and acting each day. That's how you could become better. Simply by thinking and acting in your own life. Not reacting to the world around you, but instead acting. Reactionary versus responding to life. It's a lot more fun to be responsive. I guess that the word responsible is probably tied to that, and that's all we wanted when we were children, was to become more responsible for our own life, for our thoughts and for our feelings, because we understood our feelings. If someone kept us from doing something, we were hurt, we were saddened, we pouted, angry, because we wanted to do that. We wanted to try. We wanted to act. We wanted to act out life. We wanted to see a picture in our head and we wanted to create it. So you can be better by developing the consciousness as you go to higher levels of awareness, consciousness, by thinking and acting each day. Now, shouldn't we expect that to be the way of life for everyone? Why wouldn't people pay thousands of dollars to find out who they were supposed to be? What do I mean by who you were supposed to be? What do I really mean by that? What would you be best at doing in life? Wouldn't you like to be doing what you'd like to do every day instead of just doing what you're doing? Wouldn't you pay thousands of dollars to get out of a rut of following something every day that doesn't bring you joy, that instead just brings you stress? I do remember when the old saying, love and hate, love and hate, love and hate, love and hate, there's love and hate, there's hate, I hate you, I love you, I hate you, I love you, I love you, I hate you, I love you, love you, I love you, oh, I hate you. It seemed like that's the way people operate in life, and I heard those two words. Or I actually saw them demonstrated. How about that? I saw an awful lot of loving going on in my life when I was a kid. Oh, awful lot. I still do. I think people still, my philosophy is there are more good people in the world than bad, or we'd all be dead by now. We as a species would no longer exist. There are good people that create values for us, and because they do, we have more in life. There's so much abundance, but the distribution is a problem. So what holds back the values that we can each create by going to higher levels of awareness? That's what we have to look at, because that's where the destruction comes in. We're amazing creatures. And following tradition does not always serve us well. If you come from a family, we're at a family reunion, they're sitting around talking about the people that aren't there. How much fun is that? If you're at a family reunion and they're talking about all the cool things the people are doing within the family, bringing values to themselves and to others, it's a great place to be. It's all about love, family love. If you don't have that in your own family, you've got a problem. Why would you ever be with somebody that would put you down instead of lifting you up? Because of the money, honey. Everybody's tied to the money system. They think they're tied into it. And they're trying to make money the wrong way. Or they're trying to convince somebody else to give them their money all day, and they're not getting where they could get. We have an ability to make life better. And following tradition does not always serve you making your life better. Can you think of a situation where you followed and wished you hadn't done so? Think about a situation that you followed. You know, maybe you didn't even feel good about it. What would you do when you follow? You're giving up this power of creativity by following somebody else's creation. Okay, so America was founded. And it doesn't really matter that much about our past history unless we want to repeat some of the gross abuse of power that's happened. If we want to keep eroding our rights, we'll get just that, fewer rights. If we want to think about what our Constitution and Declaration of Independence really meant, and the power that those earliest forefathers and foremothers wanted for us, they wanted the freedom for everyone who came here to create values, to make the country stronger. They realized how critical value creation and value production was to the health of the nation, the wealth of the nation, and the safety of the nation. They understood the concept of needing wealth, health, and safety. And so in the documents that they drafted, with lots of hours going into them, lots of thinking, before they concluded the rights that they thought we needed, and how we should have liberty in the pursuit of happiness, security, how do we get happiness? By creating values. They understood that because they had to create values here because it was a very primitive land like all other land that's unsettled. There are more rodents in the woods than occupants in a house. And some of the rodents in the woods aren't rodents at all. They're big. They're more like the cougar. They're more like the wolf. And with them around, it's pretty easy to become the tin man. Tough it out, man. I'm made of tin. I can handle this. Well, how thick is tin? How thick is your skin? Why should you have to have thick skin to put up with people that are misbehaving? You need to toughen up. You gotta have thicker skin than that. That's man world. You gotta toughen up. You gotta have thick skin, man. You gotta put some skin in the game. You gotta kick. kick booty, you gotta touch someone's butt when you make a touchdown. You gotta whatever, because it's tradition, man. It's what we guys do. The ladies. Oh, man, I don't like her. She's got longer lashes than me. But I can go out and get my mascara and make mine look long. It'll be an illusion the minute I take it off. I won't have those long lashes to bat at you. But she still would. So, man, I might get envious of her. Because she's prettier, man. Oh, look at her. She stands up so nice and tall. Look at the way she's built. Oh, golly. I'll do what I can. I'll tuck all this in behind this big, fat girdle. That's what happened in the 50s and 60s. Polyester came along and elastics, and boy, did they create some wonderful wonder garments. Make the girls look really slim and sexy underneath one layer of clothes. Remove the layer of clothes. You've got the same girl that's under there any time. What matters is what she's like. Guys, the same thing. You can put on your sweater or your jacket to hide your belly, but your belly's still there. What matters for us is what we do with our life, creating values. Yes, we're drawn to a beautiful being. We see the flowers in nature. They're beautiful. We see stark contrast. Put a slender girl next to a bigger one, and most people's eyes are going to be drawn towards the slender body. There's a difference in the shape. They're not a block. There's an hourglass figure. Your eyes are drawn to the lines. Same thing with a guy. It's just the way it's going to be. Then you put a beautiful face with that body. You're going to notice that too. But beauty is only skin deep, is what they say. What do they mean by that? Beauty is skin deep. Well, below the skin is the heart. Below the skin are all other organs that are smaller than our largest organ, the largest organ being our skin. And we all have skin that connects us. And you know what? You don't necessarily get to pick what color skin you have. You didn't have a choice in that. But it doesn't make you less than anyone else as long as you're a conscious being. And you're growing higher levels of awareness every day to improve your life and the life of others. That's an amazing thing we can do, each and every one of us. Following tradition doesn't always serve us well. Can you think of situations where you followed and wished you hadn't done so? Well then, no longer follow and learn from that mistake. Know when you feel good and when you don't feel good about something, and strive to feel good all the time. And how do we feel happy? By creating values. And we're all capable of this. History does not need to repeat itself. If you discover the root of something, you can grow it or cut it out. Smile. Because you can. You're not a scarecrow. You're not the Tin Man. You're a conscious human being with an ability to go to higher levels of awareness. And when you do, you will make the world better for you and for others. You can live your dream. Figure it out. You can call my office anytime at 314-448-1462. I hope to see you in Tampa, Florida for the New Year's. It's going to be a great time. Have an awesome day, everyone. Go out. Make your life better. Make your life more fun. Just because you can. You sure can. Ooh, everyday people make the world go round. One thing harder. Make the world go up and down. And other things too.
I'm
in my song when benevolent billion. Oh, yeah. Awesome day.